Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory on tonight. This is his day that he has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. It's all about the anointing. Come on, somebody. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. Even Jesus himself said, the Lord has anointed me. Hallelujah. He said it. Isaiah 61, he quoted, but he said it in Luke chapter number 4. The Lord has anointed me to preach to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to heal those who are sick, and to set those who are in bondage free. But he needed the anointing. Glory be to God. And I thank God for Vicky Yowie. Anoint me, Lord, today. Not just any anointing. We need the oil of God. We need God to touch us. We need God to fill us. We need God to empower us. We can't do it without God. And this is why we got to pray. This is why we got to come before the throne of grace. Because he said we will find mercy. He said we would find grace. And I don't know about you, but I need mercy. Come on. I need grace. God's not done with me yet, and I know he's not done with you. So we come to pray because he commanded us to pray. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Very quickly, 2 Kings chapter number 20. 2 Kings chapter number 20. We're going to share a few thoughts, and we're going to go right into the spirit of prayer. Somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took some time to pray for me, and I'm glad they prayed. I'm glad they're praying. I'm glad somebody prayed for me. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1, and it reads, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall surely die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him again, saying, turn again, and go tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. And behold, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up into the house of the Lord. In verse 6, and I will add 15 years unto your life, and I will deliver you. God is speaking tonight to us. Number one, prayer changes things. I'm going to say it again. Prayer changes things. Whatever circumstance you're in, whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever predicament that you may not want to be in, even if you're in a good place, prayer changes things. If you're doing good, you want that to increase. He said he would give us more fruit. If you're in a bad predicament, God will deliver you. Hezekiah was about to die. It was a sickness unto death. And the prophet came to him saying, get your house in order because you are going to die. The Bible says Hezekiah did not receive that word. He turned his face to the wall. He beseeched God. And he said, I walked before you with a pure heart. I did which was good in your sight. And the Bible says, Hezekiah cried. Glory be to my God. People of God, when we pray, when we go to God, he moves on our behalf. Sometimes he sends angels. Sometimes he gives us a miracle. There are times where he'll give us wisdom and a strategy, an insight on how we can solve what it is we're dealing with. This is why, glory be to God. Amen. I love this text about Hezekiah. When you look at the previous chapters, Hezekiah served God. He tore down the false idols. He got the people of God back to God. So he said, I did and I tried to do which was right in your sight. We have to get to a place and stay in a place where our convictions cause us not to compromise. Amen, somebody. Our convictions change us and challenge us. The convictions of being a Christian and being born again, being saved, should do something and should change us from the inside out, saying, oh no, devil, you are a liar. I'm that new creation. Amen. And finally, he said, I'm going to add 15 years to your life. God told me to tell the people of God, I'm about to increase you. I'm going to increase your income. I'm going to increase your insight. I'm going to increase the things that you're trying to do and accomplish. And not only that, I'm going to multiply. I'm going to, glory be to God, I feel an acceleration. I'm going to multiply what it is that you need me to multiply. And finally, God's about to add to you. God's going to add to me. Yes. Somebody who's sick, he's about to add healing to your life. Somebody who's praying for a wife or a husband, he's about to add that significant one to your life. That one, glory be to God, who need answers and wisdom and knowledge, God is about to add the supernatural gifts to your life. He's going to add to you in a mighty way. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the addition. I thank you for the multiplication. I thank you for the increase that is coming. In the name of Jesus, God, our eyes have not heard, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard. It has not entered our heart the things that you have prepared for us who love you. Yes. Now, God, get us ready.
Yes.
Get our expectation up. Get our anticipation antennas up. Allow the devil to no longer have us on the run.
Yes.
No longer putting us in fear. No longer putting us in doubt. The devil is a thief.
Yes.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a deceiver.
Yes.
And God, you have exposed him. So help us to pray.
Yes.
Help us to be empowered tonight.
Yes.
Help us in the name of Jesus to stay on the narrow road. Many are on the wide road, God.
Yes,
and it's not easy to walk this narrow road for the believer. But God, you said all things are possible for those who believe.
Yes, God.
So God, we put in our prayer to you tonight.
Yes,
Hezekiah was about to die. Oh, and a prophet, the man of God. By the way, God, give us ears to hear.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, the prophet had ears enough to hear the
yes.
first command. It is enough to hear when God changed his mind.
Amen. Amen.
We got to allow the sin to get out of our lives. We got to allow the distraction to get out of our lives.
Amen.
We got to allow people and haters and distractions to get out of our way. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
It's just a distraction, people of God. Don't let that thing get your attention. Don't let it take your focus. Oh, glory be to God. God wants us to stay focused on heaven. God wants us to, it says it in Romans chapter 10, when we call upon the name of the Lord,
yes.
he will save us.
Yeah.
We're trying to fight this thing. We got to fight it in the supernatural. Oh, there's a whole other realm at work. There's a spiritual warfare going on. And God is saying to the saints of God, pray without ceasing. Pray for one another.
Yes.
Pray for the backslider.
Yes.
Pray for those who are lost.
Yes.
Pray for the prodigals. Pray in the name of Jesus for those who have lost their way. Pray for those that lost hope. Pray in the name of Jesus for those that have found themselves sick and in pain and torment. Pray for your family members that are struggling. Pray for your spouse who have lost their way. Pray for your children who have gotten off course. pray without ceasing. So, God, as we continue to pray tonight, I believe by faith right now, like Hezekiah, it's our time and it's our turn. And you have already turned that situation around. Pastor, I feel this thing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's our time and it's our turn.
Yes, yes.
For New Creation Church, every member,
yes.
God's going to do something mighty with our ministry this year.
Yes.
God's going to do something fantastic
with
NCCM this year.
Yes,
oh, it's going to blow our mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to leave us speechless. God is about to do something amazing in the middle of our midst. God's going to do something supernatural, New Creation. So we ought to get ready. Let's expect God to move. Let's expect God to do what we've been praying for. Let us expect God to send in everything that we need in this season. We're expecting more families. We are expecting more resources. We are expecting, in the name of Jesus, strategies to bless the community. We are expecting God to move not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Koro o Shaba. Oh, glory be to God. Re kere e koro. Ra shele e kaba kere e koro. Oh, God, I love you tonight. We praise your name.
Yes.
And finally, Lord, forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive us. Forgive us, God. There's not a lot of talk about repentance. John the Baptist preached it. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near and is closer to us in our generation than it was in John's generation.
Yes.
So, people of God, we got to repent. We got to say, Lord, forgive us. We have to say, Lord, help us. We got to cry out, cry loud and spare not. The devil's after our children. The devil's trying to destroy our marriages. The devil's trying to break down our family units. But the devil ain't got no power.
Glory, glory.
I said no weapon
glory.
Formed against you will prosper.
Yes.
Pastor gonna pray. But somebody's standing in the need of a miracle. I told the church, quick testimony on Sunday, 2 years ago, I needed a miracle. Stage 2 colon cancer. I needed a miracle. There are people with a lesser stage who are no longer here. And God gave me a miracle. Oh, I feel God. He said, we overcome. Hear God. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Yes.
I know you got a testimony on this prayer line tonight. I know you can tell somebody about the goodness of God. I know even when we went our own way, God gave us grace. The Bible says, yet while we were sinners, he loved us and died for us. The Bible says, all have fallen short of the glory of Almighty God. The Bible decrees and declares, if we say we have no sin, we make him out to be a liar. So we confess tonight, and we say, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, God.
We know your grace is sufficient. So, God, we are praying for one another. I bind up anything that's not of God. That spirit of discouragement trying to discourage you in this season. Don't let the devil do it to you. Don't let them frustrate you. You've come too close. You're too close to your blessed place and your destination.
Yes.
Don't allow the devil to deceive you in this season.
My God.
Where you'll retreat and back up. But keep believing God. Keep trusting your God. He who has begun a good work in you, he shall complete it. So don't go by what you see. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you, Lord. We thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight, God. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, oh God. You are worthy. You alone are worthy, God. We just thank you for being, Father God, in this on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person, God, We ask for your Holy Spirit, Father God, to meet each and every person that is on this prayer line on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the prophetic declaration of our lives that you're going to increase, that you are going to, Father God, just begin to, Father God, turn some situations around. Father God, that you begin to manifest some things in our lives. We thank you for the word that has already come forth, God, and we receive it on tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your manservant, Father God, Pastor Anthony Simmons. Thank you for using him mightily, oh God, even to declare your word over the airwaves on tonight, God, and to pray, Father God, the prayer that shakes the gates of hell. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine manifestation. We thank you for victory, my God.
Come on.
Thank you for victory, God. We declare victory over every life tonight, over this prayer line, over every person, over every family on tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You're worthy.
Did you see my phone?
You are worthy to be praised, God. And we just glorify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. Oh, God, we ask for your Holy Spirit to just come over this prayer line and just be with us on tonight, God, even as we continue to pray, God. We thank you for each and every family, God. We thank you for every individual, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for, oh, my God, for your great plan.
Yes.
My God, according to Jeremiah 29:11, you have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us,
yes.
A plan to give us a hope and a future, God. And we are standing on your word on tonight, God, believing and trusting you, God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. No good thing, my God, will you withhold from those who love you. And those who are called according to your purpose,
yes.
Those who walk uprightly before you, those who seek your face, God. So we are seeking your face, oh God, as a deer panthers after the waters, God. We are longing, hungry, and thirsting after you, God. Lord, we realize we can do nothing without you, God. So we just ask, Father God, that you will continue, oh God, to touch each and every one of
us.
God, we don't want to be dead. We don't want dead faith. Oh, my God. We want to be alive in you, God.
Yes.
We ask you to stir the flame. You said you were baptized with fire.
Yes.
That Jesus was baptized with fire and the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, we just thank you for a baptism, a fresh baptism on tonight.
Yes.
God, baptize us with your fire. Baptize us, oh, glory, afresh and anew with your Holy Ghost.
We need you, God.
Hallelujah. Some people have run low on energy. We say fire over this prayer line. We declare fire over every life. We declare the fire of the Lord in every belly. My God. Of every person that is listening on tonight, that God's fire, 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 fire will fan up in your belly with just a resurge of the fire, my God, will just begin to burn in your belly, my God, hallelujah, for every dry place, for every tired and weary place, my God, for every place that's burdened, my God, we speak the fire of the Lord. For every struggling place, for every challenged place, my God, hallelujah, we speak the fire of the Lord.
Yes.
For every sinful place, my God, for every disobedient place, we speak the fire of the Lord over your life. My God, hallelujah.
God,
we thank you for a fresh fire.
Ooh.
Ooh, my God.
Burn up everything.
This present, we need present fire. We need right now fire, my God.
Yes.
To hit this prayer line and hit the lives of your people,
come
God,
on.
Every person, my God, will catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost. My God, hallelujah. Let us all catch on fire and burn with the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
Lord,
good.
We pray for Edo on tonight, God. Edo, who has had some complications and even a bad report on tonight, God. We pray for him on tonight, God. We pray for a miracle for him tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will restore every brain cell, that you will restore brain function, oh God, that you will allow your touch, your healing touch, Father God, to permeate his atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father God, even if he's being discharged on Thursday, Lord, that you, Father God, hallelujah, will be with him and walk with him and touch his family, God. In the name of Jesus, that you will bless his family, Lord, and give them hope and give them encouragement and even restore their faith. Lord, all things are possible for you.
Mm-hmm.
We realize that nothing is impossible for you.
Absolutely not.
So, Lord, we just thank you for
thank
Brother
you.
Ito and
Heal
his life. And we speak healing over his life tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God for this prayer line. We thank God for every intercessor, every prayer warrior, those that find it out robbery to come to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God wants to prosper us. God wants to give us power. God wants to bless us, and God is doing all the above. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I know I'm talking to a blessed people on tonight because the enemy wanted to look at what's wrong, but God is saying, look at what's right. I need to say that again. The enemy wants you and I to focus on what's wrong, and God is saying, I need you to redirect your attention to what is right. And we can lose count. We can't even count our blessings. We are so blessed on every side. And the enemy wants us to look at the negative and the bad things. But he is not going to win tonight. Our focus is on heaven. Our focus is on God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise. We see some callers. But if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. And we just want to pray with you and agree with you in the name of Jesus. Press 1 on your phone, and glory be to God. We'll take this first caller, and we see some other hands. But this is 908, this area code 908. God bless this evening.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Assisi. I'm just calling in asking for general prayer tonight.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. God bless you, Sister Cece. We thank God for you on tonight. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for your woman servant, God, who has called in this mother, this grandmother, in the name of Jesus. God, she thanks you for all the blessings that you have given her and her children, Lord, in the name of Jesus over the years. God, I believe that the ladder is greater.
Yes.
Now, in the name of Jesus, continue to build her up in the things of God. Continue to show her who you are in the name of Jesus. Continue to allow your hand to be on her life and everything that she touched, God. You know her personal and public prayers, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so
yes.
We believe that you have already granted everything that she needs.
Yes, God.
We believe, God, that everything she needs is in her house and in our hands. We believe by faith right now that it's already done, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal every broken area. Mend in the name of Jesus everything that needs to be mended. Fix everything, God, that needs to be fixed. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, as she moves forward with power, authority, and might with a new determination. Hallelujah. Thank you that she will get to her destination in you. Her destination in you, God. So we believe by faith right now, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, God, your hand is in every area of her life. So, God, I believe, even as Hezekiah turned, even as Hezekiah believed you, even as Hezekiah prayed, we see, Lord, that you favor those who favor you, that you love those who love you. And we know that Cece loves you, God. So, God, I thank you for increasing her as she increased in the anointing, as she increased in her belief system, as she increased in the things of God. Hallelujah. So, God, cover her family. Cover everything that she needs you to protect. I thank you for a supernatural angelic host that watch over her on a daily basis. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will watch over those who she loves, those who she has watched care, and those who she is the patriarch and the matriarch over, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, God, us to the third and fourth generation of those that have the same blood running through their lives. Bless her children. Hmm. Bless her children's
yes,
children.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I feel
Lord.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Bless her family, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Her mom and those that she loved, God.
Yes.
Those who she's praying for.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
So, God, I believe that the blessings of the Lord are rich
yes.
and they add no sorrow.
Yes, God.
The blessings of the Lord are rich and they add no sorrow.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I just want to leave you with this.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word says when you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. And I believe
Amen.
That you're in a season in your life. You're in a particular season in your life. You have gotten to that pinnacle in that pivotal place in your life where you have transitioned and you're going towards your God.
Mm.
And God
Amen.
Is coming toward his daughter.
Mm. Mm.
You're
Amen.
Going towards your God, and God is coming toward his daughter.
Mm.
And nothing
My
can
God.
Get in the way of that.
My God.
You
nothing.
Keep building that relationship with God.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, I heard you. I heard you. The devil heard you.
Glory.
The prayer line heard you.
Jesus.
And she said nothing is standing between her and her God. Amen.
That's word. So what can stand between me and the love of God?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing to no one.
Stand between me and
well, I'm going to end on that declaration. Don't let nothing to no one get in the way of you and your God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Thank you so much, man.
Hallelujah. God bless
you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
She said, she said it with authority.
You know, that boldness. Amen.
Yeah.
God is not looking for us to be wavering like the waves of the sea. He wants us to be bold in him. And I believe that that's what God is doing,
yes.
Pastor. He's raising up soldiers in the army of the Lord
Amen.
Who will stand and declare, I'm standing on the solid sand, the solid rock, not sand. I'm standing on the solid rock of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
My Lord and my Savior,
yes.
and I'm proud. I'm proud to be a Christian.
Unashamed. Paul said, I'm not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
In 2018, we're not ashamed.
We're not ashamed.
Oh, glory
my
to
God,
God.
Of the gospel
yes.
of Jesus Christ,
yes.
our Lord and Savior, because it is the power.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
It is.
Oh, my God. It is the power of
yes.
salvation.
That's why
we
say.
We have to know that God, we are powerful people.
Mm-hmm. You told us.
My God, we're not pitiful.
We're powerful.
And it's time for the people of God to move in power.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
Dunamis.
And that fire that you prayed for, it came tonight. It fell tonight. I saw it in the spirit realm.
Yes.
We're passionate about the things of God.
Jesus.
And like you said, if it went down to a flame, a little flicker, now it's a flame again.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
We're going to take another call.
Hallelujah.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
My
Hallelujah.
God.
To God be all the glory.
Yes, yes.
757, God bless. 757, God bless you.
Praise you. Praise the Lord. Glory.
Yes,
I'm calling in just in line with all that you've been speaking on to tonight and even this afternoon. Pastor Rebecca, on just not our will, but God's will being done. That's where I'm finding myself right now and just really experience the shift, definitely a shift
yes.
going on. So right now I'm getting ready to get back into work, so the work direction and different things that are shifting right now. So just asking for prayer on those things.
Amen.
Amen.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Let us pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus, glory in him. When he walked the earth, he said, follow me.
Oh,
and God, I
oh,
thank you for Sister Rita.
Oh,
we know
oh,
she's
Jesus.
A follower of Christ.
Oh,
hallelujah. Just like the 12 followed
Jesus.
You until the one, hallelujah,
Jesus.
Didn't follow you no more. We
oh.
thank you for years later,
oh,
Lord.
Oh,
you have women
Jesus.
Of God like Sister Rita who is following you with all her might, her love, and all her strength in the name of Jesus. She's walking in the way of God. She's walking in the things of God.
Right.
Now we believe by faith right now, because
you
said
Lord,
those
yes.
who are led by the spirit, hallelujah, are free from bondage in the name of Jesus. And we know that the Holy Spirit is leading her on a daily basis. The Holy Spirit is guiding her on a daily basis. The Holy Ghost is speaking to her on a daily basis. So we believe that greater is He that is in the inside of you than he that is in this world. Doesn't matter what your circumstances is saying. It doesn't matter what you're seeing in your situation. It doesn't matter what you're feeling in your emotions. God got you, daughter. God is with you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? In the name of Jesus, even when it looks like you're failing, you're winning. Even when it looks like, glory be to God, you're not progressing, you are advancing. The devil wants you to see what is not really real. Hallelujah. God has already promoted you. God has already elevated you. God has already increased you. So, God, we believe as she continue to walk by faith, as she continue to believe your word, your counsel, God.
Yes, Lord.
She is a prayer woman. She is a prayer warrior and a praying woman. Not just in a prayer closet. She is unashamed of the gospel. So God, watch over her. Her family.
Yes.
Watch over her investment.
Yes.
Watch over her career.
Yes.
Watch over her ministry.
Yes.
Watch over, in the name of Jesus, everything pertaining to godliness in life.
My God.
So I believe, God,
yes,
and I just touch and agree with your daughter.
Hallelujah.
Before she was in her mother's womb,
yes,
before
Lord.
She came forth into this earth realm, you had a plan. You had a plan. And you said no one can undo your plan.
Oh, the devil
is trying. The devil, I know he's trying, Sister Rita, but the devil can't prevail. God won't let him. Pastor said it during her devotion. The devil tried to act like he winning, but he can't win over
That's
you,
right.
daughter.
That's
he
right.
cannot beat
That's
you.
Right.
He might Lord. Knock you down every few times. He may sneak you every now and again. He may sidetrack you and catch you off track sometimes, but he cannot defeat you.
Thank you, Jesus. Because
you will get to your destination in God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You will get to your destination in God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So you be encouraged. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
And you be encouraged because you already won.
Thank you.
Yes. We pray for the job situation right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for even as she begins to enter back into the workforce, oh God. We thank you for a hedge of protection around her, God. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors that no man can close, and God, even shutting the doors that you do not have a desire for her to walk through. We thank you, Lord, that you already know the plan. You already mapped it out, God. So, Lord, we pray that you will order her steps and show her the way to walk, oh God, even as you, Father God, allow her to be placed, as you place her. Back into the workplace. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for resources. We thank you for the proper, the right salary. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities, oh, God, that will present themselves, oh, God, to hear even your gospel, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you already know when you're going to use her next, oh, God. You know where her next is. You know where her next assignment is, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you that she walks by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord, that she trusts in you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are already gone before her, oh, God, and prepared everything for her, God, that is laid out for her, oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the preparation, my God. God says the preparation. God says, my preparation has gone before you, my God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
So, Lord, we just thank you that your preparation has gone before her, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, so, Lord, keep her in the center of your bosom.
Amen.
Even as she goes back out,
Watch
keep her, oh,
Lord.
God, in the center of your bosom, oh, God. We bind up every distracting spirit, God, and we speak victory over her life. We speak that peace that surpasses all understanding. We speak that the anointing will increase. We speak, Father God, hallelujah, that she will walk in power and authority, dunamis and exousia.
Yes.
And we just thank you and we praise you for this yielded vessel on tonight. Bless her family. Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
bless her children.
You.
Bless her grandchildren, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, restore every broken relationship, God. In the name of Jesus, make the ones that are there more solid. Solidification, my God, of every relationship, God. Solidify every relationship, God.
Yes.
And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, and we worship your holy name. Every need supplied, and your according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus,
we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Well, we thank God for you, Sister Rita. Amen. And Pastor,
Before
we let you go, just real quick, the spirit of reconciliation.
Jesus.
You walk in that.
My God.
You walk in the spirit of reconciliation. Expect certain phone calls. Pastor, you said it. God's about to restore some stuff.
Yes.
He's about to restore some things.
Yes.
And you walk in the spirit of reconciliation because God's about to restore some things.
My God.
I don't know specifically what it is, but God says get your expectation up because he's about to restore some things in your life. Amen.
My God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, just strengthen her. Refresh her. Restore her. Strengthen her, God. Refresh her. Restore her. Strengthen her, God, for this next. God's strengthening you. He's refreshing you. He's restoring you. He's strengthening you, refreshing you, and restoring you for your next new strength. Thank you, Lord, for fresh winds just blowing right where she is. My God. Oh, glory. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you for fresh winds, God. Oh, blow the winds, God. Let's send your breath for four corners. Oh my God. And just envelop her, oh God, as you refresh her, replenish her, restore her. God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you and we pray. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, my God, for the fresh winds that hit her house. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you.
Pastor,
I feel a breeze.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, sister. I'm sure you felt it, too. We felt the breeze over here. Glory to God.
Jesus. I hope you got it, daughter, because
we
sure. Oh, my God.
Thank
you. Amen. The wind of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Blowing the prayer line. Blowing every house, God. Blowing every household.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The wind for the Holy Ghost. Jesus.
A fresh wind.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He said, no one knows where it comes from or where it goes, but I felt it.
Amen. We all got to look.
She felt the breeze.
Holy Ghost.
Oh, God bless you,
God
brother.
Bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. I felt that thing. I needed that. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Love
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We got another call. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we serve an awesome
He ball. Is. I mean, fresh winds are blowing. You said from the four corners of the earth.
Yeah.
He will send wind.
Yeah, and just ask.
Oh, my God.
My God, I open my mouth and I ask God for fresh wind.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you ask God to bless somebody else, he'll bless you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Somebody needs to hear that.
That's just like God.
Jesus.
Because nothing is for... The thing about the kingdom is all about the kingdom.
You said
that the other day. It's about kingdom.
Yeah.
That means it's more than about us.
My God.
It's always blessing us to be a blessing to somebody else.
My God.
So as you
every
said,
joint supply.
Yeah, as we get refreshed.
Yes.
And get our strength renewed.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's still running in our feet.
My God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. I feel the praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank
glory.
You. We praise you.
Glory, Lord.
We glorify you.
We magnify your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody better praise
we shout glory.
You with us.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
in your car, in your living room.
He's worthy.
In your bathroom. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and praise him.
Oh, glory.
My God. For
yes,
what he's
God.
About to do in your life.
He receives the praises of his people.
My God.
He inhabits the praises of his people. When we praise him, glory to God.
Glory.
Praises go up. The blessings are falling down.
Falling down.
Hallelujah.
My God, catch it. Catch it. You better catch it.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
My grandson read that the other day. Let everything that have breath.
Everything.
Remember Joshua read that?
Praise
ye the Lord.
He said four words. Four words.
Praise ye the Lord.
My God.
That was our grandson.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Joshua
Edmonds.
Yeah.
You know the call of Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 678. God bless you.
To be afraid, joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always, for there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last always, for there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus, I can take it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found, remember there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, oh, I know that
I can make it.
I know that I can stand. No matter what
may come my way,
my life is in your hands.
Yeah.
We with Jesus, I can take it.
I can make it.
With him, I know I can stand. And no matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it.
I can take it.
With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I know that I can make it.
Yes.
I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Yes.
Jesus, I can take it.
Yes.
With him I know I can stand.
Yes.
No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know that no matter what kind of troubles I'm going through, no matter what up and downs I know that, that I'm going through, I know that God is going to be there for me. I just want to thank God that even though my son moved out of my home and he's going to be a father, and I just see that God is directing his steps, I just want to pray that he's going to be a good father. I also want to pray for my friend Jerome. The devil's really trying to get him. We're trying to stump on that devil and asking him to flee, because no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And he's trying to just take away my joy, and that's not going to happen because God has a hedge of protection over us. So I just want prayers for my son, me, and Jerome.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your son's name, is his name Edward?
Edgar.
No,
E-D-G-A-R.
What is it?
Edgar.
Edgar.
E-D-G-A-R.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Edgar. Amen. Father God, we just praise your name. We worship you. We glorify your name, Lord. Like the song says, we know that we can make it, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As long as you are with us, God, we know, hallelujah, that we can come through whatever comes our way. Sister Maria is saying that as a testimony, as a confession, as a declaration on tonight, God. Hallelujah, that she knows that she can make it through any trial, through any storm, through anything that comes her way. And Father God, we pray for her right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you for her walk with you. We thank you for her testimony, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, oh God. And we just, Father God, we just praise you, oh God, hallelujah, for this journey that you have her on. Lord, we pray for her son right now, God, for Edgar, oh God, even as he has moved out and become more independent, oh God, and has a baby on the way. He's about to become a father. God, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will help him to be that father, oh God, that child needs. Lord, we know that every baby is a blessing, my God, and we thank you for this blessing, my God, of this little bundle of joy that's about to hit the earth realm, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will anoint Edgar to be that father, to be that attentive father, to be that providing father, to be that protecting father, to be that father, that praying father. My God, hallelujah.
Yes,
that you, Father God, will guide him and direct him, Father God, that he will be that present father in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Edgar and the baby that's on the way. Father God, protect the mother. Oh God, protect the baby in the womb, oh God. Give that mother a safe pregnancy, a healthy pregnancy, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The baby will not arrive too soon or too late, God, but right on time, and that the baby will be healthy. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Lord, we pray right now for Jerome, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will touch, oh my God, touch him, oh God. Father God, strengthen him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up Satan right now, God. Lord, we declare that Satan has no authority in his life. We declare that the devil is already defeated in his life, but we bind up Satan, and we declare and decree victory over Jerome's life. My God, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against him can prosper. In the name of Jesus, he is a man of God. We bind up every demon on assignment that's coming against his mind, his money, his ministry, his relationship. My God, hallelujah, with Sister Maria, God. We thank you, Lord. We send help from the sanctuary to strengthen that man of God, to undergird him, oh God, in your word, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Order his steps, direct his path, oh God. Keep his thinking, his mind on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we pray for their relationship, oh God. Lord, you know what you ordained, my God, even from the beginning of time, oh God. We know you did not send this man into Sister Maria's life by happenstance, oh God. Hallelujah, that nothing happens by chance. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Father God, just putting them together in the joy that they've had so far. And Lord, we just declare and decree, God, that what you have, Father God, ordained shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we bind them, Satan, off of this relationship. We declare and decree Satan can't take Sister Maria's joy. The devil can't take Sister Maria's joy. No demon in hell can take her joy. And we declare victory over her life and over everything that's attached to her and over her, my God, I almost said something, over Jerome and over her son and over her grandbaby in the name of Jesus. Watch over each and every one of them, oh God, and we just seal the hedge of protection in the spirit realm, my God, over their lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It is continue to fight the good fight of faith. You keep fighting.
Yes, Lord.
Fight for your man, fight for your son, fight for your grandchild, fight for your joy. You keep fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. God has put you on assignment. And that man of God's life, listen, God has put you on assignment in that man of God's life. Amen. So you got to go on the wall for him, and you have to pray for him. And when you pray for him, bind up Satan, bind up every demon on assignment off of his life. Anything that's trying to attack or attach, my God, to him, we bind it up. Just do that on a daily basis when you pray for him.
In Jesus' name.
God's got him. That's God's man. So we just thank God that no matter what he's going through, that God has already brought him through every trial, every challenge, even in the financial area, that God will bring him through everything that he needs to walk through. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus
one thing. I remember a couple of months ago that you prayed. We prayed for Jerome to get a truck, and he finally got a really nice truck. So his prayer was answered.
Hallelujah.
I know that all of his, yes, thank you, Jesus. I know his prayers will be answered, and so will mine. It's just little trials and tribulations. But I know that we can make
it. And that's right. Yeah, we all go through them, and you will make it. You will. Not only can you, but you will.
We will make it.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you. This is our last call. Last call. Area code 984. 984.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? This is Nichelle.
Great, great. How are you?
God bless you. Doing good.
We're doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was asking for prayer tonight. I was asking for prayer. I've been looking for a house, and I'm kind of I've been looking in a certain area, and with, I feel like I'm going in the right direction. But I just would like prayer that God would either a house or a townhouse, either one I would like. And also about my finances, I would like prayer about that.
Amen. Let's lift that up before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, even your prophet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word declares that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Yes.
The land and the silver and
yes.
the gold belongs to you. So, God, in the name of Jesus, even as she is moving forward to acquire property, moving forward, Father God, for a new dwelling place, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the knowledge, the wisdom, the spirit of discernment, Father God, that you would give her a true sign Ooh. Of how she should move forward in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Give her favor with the realtor. Give her favor, Lord, even as she walks in and sees the property, God, she would know within, hallelujah, this is it. So, God, we believe by faith in the name of Jesus that you will supernaturally and spiritually guide her through this process, God, where she will not make a wrong decision. It's going to be all good. Oh, I felt God in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you that she'll go with boldness. She'll go with courage. She'll go with a blessed assurance that Jesus is hers. So, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every need is met, every financial need, God. Allow the monies to come into order. Allow her to have sufficiency, God, in the area of finances. I thank you, glory
yes,
be to God,
you,
as you continue to prosper
you.
Her hand,
yes,
as you continue to increase her income,
yes.
as you continue to give it a salary and a compensation, God, that is rightfully hers in the name of Jesus, that God, nothing will you withhold from those who love you, those who call upon you in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. You said, ask and it shall be given.
My God.
Seek and she will find.
Jesus.
Knock and it will be made open.
Jesus.
So we believe, we just touch and agree with
Jesus.
Prophet Michelle, God. She is asking.
My
she
God.
Is knocking.
Jesus.
She is seeking.
Jesus.
And your word said it's already done.
My God.
So God, I thank you. As she give you thanks tonight for the new property. As she give you, oh, I saw God right
glory,
there too.
Glory, glory.
Begin to thank him for the new place.
Jesus.
Begin to thank him for the new house.
God.
Begin to thank him in the name of Jesus
yes.
for breakthrough.
Yes.
Begin to thank him for the new season.
Mm.
Begin to thank him, hallelujah. Everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Mm.
God's about to give it to you
my
in
God.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus.
So, God, I thank you. As she walked forward by faith and not by sight, as she leaned
you,
not
Jesus.
Into her own understanding,
wow.
as she called upon the name of the Lord, that you would guide her automobile,
wow.
that you would give her the words to speak to the realtor and those that own the property, that you would give her wisdom beyond her years to close the deal. In Jesus' name,
yes.
with it being in her favor, glory be to God. So I thank you, Lord, for this woman of God in this season in her life, that you will bless her with the desires of her heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Glory be to
amen.
God. Well, we see you going in and possessing.
Amen.
So that's what we're going to leave you with tonight.
Yes.
Go ahead in and possess. Amen.
God.
It's
Amen.
Like the promised land. He already gave it to you.
Yes.
Just go in and possess it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless
Amen.
You.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Good night.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that was our last caller tonight. We just pray for
yes.
Mother May Thomas or tonight. Always got to pray for Mama. We pray for Mother May Thomas, my mother, on tonight. We thank Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for your woman of God, the matriarch of the family, God, the this strong woman that has raised us and Father God, shown us your way, God. We just ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her and keep her praise in her mouth, God. Keep her arms, Father God, sturdy and strong, oh God. We pray for renewal of strength, God, that you will strengthen her, God. Lord, give her a peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we even ask for more wisdom, God. forgiveness. You've already given her so much wisdom. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that she's imparted to me. And I pray, Father God, that you will continue to use her even behind the scenes, oh God, as she imparts wisdom to her daughters and her granddaughters and her nieces and those that are around her, her sisters and even her employer. God, that you will continue to allow her to be that vessel of wisdom. My God says you are a vessel of wisdom. And when you speak, you don't even believe sometimes the power of the words that you speak out of your mouth. But God says he's using you, Mother. He's using you as his vessel of wisdom. That when you speak, you're helping younger women to go in the right direction. There's a scripture in the Bible says older women teach the younger women. And God has used you in my life to allow me to be used in the lives of other young women. So God is blessed. God is pleased with you. He's pleased with your walk. He's pleased with your counsel. He's pleased with the love that you have taught me how to love others. God is pleased with everything that has come out of you and gone down into your children and gone down into your grandchildren. God says, Mommy, that your labor is not in vain. He wants you to know that your labor is not in vain, that you stood the course. You stood the course. You paid the price. My God, when so many others walked away, when so many other mothers dropped the ball, God said, you paid the price. God said, you even sacrificed some of your own desires for your children. And because you did that, God says, now this is your time of blessing, my God. Mommy, God says, this is your time of blessing. He said, now I'm going to shower down blessings upon you because you have been faithful in the lives of those that I allowed you to birth out into this earth realm. So God says, get ready, get ready, get ready. He says, your latter days are truly going to be greater. God's going to keep you in perfect health. You shall not be sick. Hallelujah. God's going to keep you strong. God's going to keep your eyesight. My God, hallelujah. You're going to continue to keep, going to keep your mind. My God, we bind up that spirit that's trying to come even against your family members, to try to come against their mind. God said, but that's not going to happen with you. I'm keeping your mind strong because I still need you, my God, to pour into the younger women. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this woman of God, this matriarch. Continue to use her mightily for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Mom, we love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for what he's doing in your life and how he has used you to bless both Pastor Emily and myself. If it wasn't for your cooking, I probably wouldn't be married to him right now. If it wasn't because you taught us how to love, I probably wouldn't be married to him right now. And you prophesied when you first met him New Year's Eve at your birthday party. You knew him 3 months. And it was 24 years ago, and you sat at that birthday table, and you raised your glass, and you said, to my, and I'm like, Mom, friend of the family. You're like, to my future son-in-law. And I'm like, oh, God, can I crawl under this table? I've only known the man 3 months. But the prophecy came to pass. My God, hallelujah. And we are married today. So, Mommy, we thank God for you. Be encouraged. Keep doing what you're doing. Your words carry weight, and your words make a difference. We love you. God bless you, everybody. We love you guys. Our website is nccmonline.org. If anybody wants to sow a seed, you can go over to our website at nccmonline.org. And also, if you visit the church, we're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And our service starts at 12:30. If you haven't got my new book, Man Problems, you want to pick up a copy of Man Problems. And if you haven't read Victory Over Cancer, you need to get that book also. Amen. These books are blessing the land. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and know that, hallelujah, know that with God, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So know that it ain't over until God says it's over. Amen. Praise God.
This keeps me going.
That's not the song I want to play, but we'll go with that.
Most days when I feel like giving up, fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe, God's gonna do it.
Remember this.
Your storm is
your future.